we accomplished a lot. We learned the whole Mishnah from the beginning of the Masechta till Tes on the base. Okay, start the second Mishnah. We learned in the first Mishnah, that's a tzarashav, everything. So Tosis says, "Mamoncha is labdavka because bor is not mamono, and eshet is not always going to be mamono. Sometimes shembe regel is also not mamono. Hamamid behemes chavero, kamis chavero." So the Gemara says in Hakainis that you're chayiv. So Tosis says, "Not chayiv mitam moda mamazik, it's chayiv mitam shembe regel. Ait behemes chavero, hamamid behemes chavero, kamis chavero." The answer is, it's my responsibility. I took someone else's behema. That was the Tosis and the Nevav on the base. He went through all the sources. Other Rishonim, the Rashi said, "Chayim mitam modem amazik." And Tosis says, "No, tam shem beregel." So Tosis says, "Mamoncha is lav davka." So that's what this Mishnah emphasizes. The first Mishnah said, and the Brises kept on saying, "Oh, mamoncha shmiras on alechem." This Mishnah leaves out the Mamoncha. Kol shechav to be shmirasai. If it was shmirasan alecho, even if it's not mamono, hechsharti es nisko. How do you translate hechsharti es nisko? So Rashi has two interpretations. One pshat is, if it was my responsibility, then hechsharti es nisko, I'm responsible for the hezek. It's like, it's a little bit a tautology, it's a repetition. If I'm responsible, then I'm responsible. So it's the same thing. Rashi has another pshat, kol shechav, if it was my responsibility, echshata amuchayiv to make good. That's the din. According to the first pshat, kol shechav to mishmas, if it was my responsibility to watch it, echshata es nisko, I'm responsible for the nezik. It's the same thing. Same thing. Okay, there's no difference halacha l'maaseh between the two pshat and Rashi. There's two ways how to translate the word echsharti. Echsharti es nisko means I'm obligated to pay, to make good the damage. Chshatis niska means I'm responsible for the hesed. Because if I was responsible, then I'm responsible. It's a funny sentence. Okay, that's the first line in the Mishnah. The next line is, so Rashi says the word hechsharti here cannot mean the second pshat from before. Hechsharti means I'm mechuyev to make good. Here it means if I was responsible for part of the hesed. If I'm partially negligent over here, so sometimes there'll be a case. Sometimes I'll be obligated, I'll be held responsible to pay the whole nezik shalom. Even though I'm only responsible for part of the hezik, if I'm responsible for part of the hezik, sometimes I'll be held responsible for all. So the Gemara is going to give different cases. What is the Mishnah alluding to? Mishnah is alluding to things. It's the next line in the Mishnah also. Chosam Shem Behemila. It's not even a full sentence. Chosam Shem Behemila. What is the Chosam Shem Behemila? Chulin. Chulin. If I'm Mazik is a Heg, the Shampater. Chosam Shem Shal B'nei Bris. Means if I'm Mazik is a Nachri, I'm Potter. The Chosam Ham Yuchada means if I'm Mazik, a Dov Shal Hefke, you're Potter. So Rashi says, "Bigmar meforish." What's bigmar meforish? Pshita. If you're masik hefker, of course you're potter. Whom are you going to pay to? Whom are you going to pay to? So Rashi writes, "Bigmar meforish." These are like titles of essays. It's not a sentence. It's not only not a paragraph. It's not a sentence. It's just at the time that it was assumed that it's also to write down the Torah Shabbat Peh, so they wrote down just Rashi Prokem over here to remember the dinim. So the first line, Kol Shechav to Bishmei Rasoi, if I'm responsible, I have to pay even though it's not mine. That's alluding to all the cases that the Tosis said by Bor is not mine and by Yesh it's not necessarily mine. Shemar Ego is not necessarily mine. And then Hirshaita b'miktsas niska is alluding to certain cases, not always the din. It's alluding to certain rare instances that I'm held responsible. So the next line also, Chosam Shem b'amin, Chosam Shem shal b'nei bris. It's not even a sentence. It's just lezichan dvar mi'alma. They shouldn't forget the Torah Shabbal Peh. You have a lot of Mishnayos like that, that they put together a lot of dinim. They're really like in the beginning of Megillah, you have in the first parak, Ein bein od derishon lo desheni, ela kriyas ha-Megillah, matanis la-Vyanim, okay, that's Shaykh and Hilchas Megillah. Then it has Ein bein zav le-zav, ela this, Ein bein zav ha-reish teiviz, zav ha-reish shalashis, Ein mekoyin gadol mashuch v'shem en ad-mish, chalakoyim rubi begadim, they put together all the Ein beins. They shouldn't forget all the halachas from Moshe Messina. There was a, by association, if you say one Ein bein, so you remember all the other Ein Beins, and not all, they don't all belong in Megillah. They have a lot of dinim like that, that the Tanoim put together a lot of dinim, like over here. He jumbles in a whole bunch of dinim in one Mishnah, each one is a different dinim. Next Mishnah is also like that. There's no sentence there. Shum Kesov, Shavu Kesov, Yudal on the base. Each phrase there is alluding to a din, but it's not even a sentence, it's just... like you write notes. A speaker has notes of he has an outline of what he's going to say, but he doesn't even have sentences. So these are like notes, just not to forget the dinim. V'chol makim, the niskim amon is chayv in any location chutz mishus hemecheres lamazik. If the nizik went into the mishus hemecheres lamazik, shaloi birshus, so then the pshias hanizik caused the hezek. So whenever the Pshias HaNizik is responsible for the Hezek, then the Mazik doesn't have to pay. B'chol Mokom Chutz Meshus HaMecheres LaMazik. Pshias HaNizik Patas. Then, Ushus HaNizik VaHamazik, Kishihizik HaMazik HaShem Tashlom HaNizik, the Meitav HaOretz. So Rashi says, Ushus HaNizik VaHamazik, Meforish Mara. What's Meforish Mara? There's the question how you punctuate the Mishnah. This is a sentence of a chol makim. The mazik has to pay wherever the hezek occurred. Mishus ha'na, mishus ha'rabim, mishus ha'yochid, except for chutz mishus ha'mecheres la'mazik, because the nizik had no right to be there. So pshias ha'nizik contributed to the hezek, so the mazik doesn't pay. So is that period? Nikuda chutz mishus ha'mecheres la'mazik. Then starts a new sentence. If they share it together, what he read it is one sentence. Period. And then there's a new sentence. In other words, you potter if it's b'chatzva nizik, you potter, or it's potter if it's a chatzva shutvim also. And then the last sentence says, "Kshizik chava mazik," that's an allusion to Karen. Rashi says, "Lasuya Karen." The Gemara is going to have a machlokes. How do you punctuate the last three lines? Do you put the period after chutz mishus yemecheres lamazik period? Then the next two lines is one long sentence. So do you say no? Chutz mishus yemecheres lamazik and mishus hanizik lamazik period. And then the new sentence, the second sentence, "Kshizik chava mazik," that's lasuya Karen. That's a Rashi doesn't want to get into. He says, "Meforish Bigamar, what's going to have a machlokes? How do you punctuate the Mishnah? Easy, okay, nice, easy Mishnah. Let's see. Tana Rabbanan Kol Shachavta Bishmas Nechshavti As Niskoi Ketzad. The Balamoi writes in one place in Sefer Atzova. Balamoi writes in the end of Chulin that the Gemara will introduce prices in three different ways. Sometimes Tana Rabbanan, sometimes Tanya, and sometimes Tono. So he claims that the word Tono, Tof Nun Aleph, is alluding to a brisa that was composed initially as a commentary on the Mishnayos. Like you have the Bartanur as a commentary on Mishnayos, but Bartanur was not a Tana, that's not a brisa. So this brisa is quoting, has a caption from the Mishnah, like Adibra Maschal and Rashi. So it says, Tana Bon Kol Shechavti Mas Mishati Es Nisko is a quote from the Mishnah. Then the Brisa continues, Ketzad. For example, what is it alluding to? So according to the Balamar, this probably should not say Tana Bon. It should probably say Tana. This is a Brisa that was composed initially as a commentary on the Mishnah. You should probably look in the Chilufi Gersois and the Dikduke Seifim. He probably has other Kisvei Yad where instead of saying Tana Bon, it says Tana. Because it's the third kind of a brisa. So they quote the Mishnah, Ketzad. What is that alluding to? What's the first line alluding to? Shara Barsh and Masar and Lechev Shai to the Katan, the Hiziku, Chayav Lishalem. Who's Chayav Lishalem? Not the Chayav Shai to the Katan. Mishnah says later, and Achayav, Chayav Shai to the Katan, Giyasam Rahem Shachavad Vachem Pturim, Chem Shachavad Bahem Chayavim. Chayav Shai to the Katan, Allah B'nei Chiyuvin Nina. The Torah never imposes any Chiyuvin on the Chayav Shai to the Katan. Rambam writes a chiddush that a katan bo al shivcha harufa is chayv to bring asham shivcha harufa. So the rabbi asks, how can that be? But a katan is a la baronshin. Strange Rambam. What are you going to say? Asham shivcha harufa is not a onesh. It's not an onesh. It's for kapora purposes. So if a katan is mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, he has to bring a chatos. And if he eats chelav b'shogeg, he has to bring a chatos. He doesn't need any kapor. So why should he have to bring the Hashem shivcha harufa? Unless he say, this would have been a good svara, but it's dead wrong. One could, the Ritva explained that's a havamin in the Gemara, but I'm about to say one could argue the point and say that Cherishot of a Katan are considered Lab B'nei Deyaninu, even if the kid is a genius, even the Vilna Gaon. The week before his Bar Mitzvah was smarter than 100 adults put together. The Vilna Gaon was always a genius. But still, Cherishot of a Katan Pidin is a Lab Bar Das. So whenever Cherishot of a Katan does anything, you consider it like he does know what he's doing, like a Misasek. Misasek means that that person is Mechal HaShabbos B'Shoigig, as to bring a chatas. What's called Mechal HaShabbos B'Shogeg? Either Shigiga Shabbos, he didn't know he has a watch, and his watch stopped, so he thought it's still Erev Shabbos. He didn't realize that the sun set already, and it's already Shabbos, or it's on Shabbos afternoon, and his watch is too fast, so he thinks it's already Tzeisa Kochavim, and it comes out it's still Shabbos. So he made a mistake, he didn't realize that today is Shabbos. He made a reasonable mistake. Or he knows today is Shabbos, he didn't know that that there's such a malacha of menapets or whatever. There are a whole bunch of malachas that none of us know what they are. In the middle over there, about making wool, making strings out of wool. Okay, some of those things. Chayodin was a businessman, so he wrote a special sefer, a separate sefer on Hilchos Shabbos called Zichur Toras Moshe, because he had a son who died young. His son's name was Moshe, so he wanted to memorialize the son. He wrote a whole sefer Zichur Toras Moshe, has all the Hilchos Shabbos. So he writes in the introduction what motivated him to write the Miyuchad Hilchos Shabbos. He has all the Hilchos Shabbos in the Chayodim. What did he need another separate sefer for it and delve into it more than the other halachas? So he says he was once in an inn on Shabbos for business. He was away from home, so he stayed in an inn. And all the people in the inn were all religious Jews. They all got stuck there for business purposes. So someone had nothing better to do. So he was sitting by a spinning machine that you take wool and you convert it into thread. And the guy was pushing with his foot on the machine, and he was reciting Mishnah Shabbos by heart. He was doing the malacha that he was reciting. He didn't know what the words meant. The menapetz is. Menapetz is to make the wool and to convert it into strings. So he didn't realize. So the Chayodim complains that the people don't know. Some of the Hilchos Shabbos that the people don't know. So if a person is Mechal Shabbos B'Shegei, he's chayv to bring a chatas. What if the person had a $10 bill in his pocket and he walked to shul and he walked home and he's got, there's no Erev and it's a real shoes around their eyes. He didn't even know that there's anything in his pocket. Or let's say he bought a new suit and it has a note inside the pocket on top that this suit was checked and it's okay. Whatever, there's no shatas, or it's good material, something like that. He didn't know that there's anything in the pocket. So that's not called Mechal HaShabbos B'Shogeg, that's called Misasek. He was oblivious of the fact. It was no Kavana Sasiya. He didn't even think that he's carrying. He didn't know that he was carrying either. If he knows he's carrying, but he didn't know you're not allowed to carry, he knows you're not allowed to carry, he didn't know that it's Shabbos, Shigigas Shabbos, and Shigigas Malacha, that's a Malacha B'Shogeg, and Chayv Chatas. But Misasek, you're not Chayv Chatas. So one could have argued the point and said that a Katan is a la bar Chayuva. A katan doesn't need, a katan's a la baronshin, you don't punish him. But maybe he needs a kapara for the avera that he did. So all the other averas, let's say, he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, So since the chevish to the katan pidin are considered la bardas, so it's like a mesasek. Whatever he does doesn't count. But the Gemara says mesasek b'chalav ma'arayis chayv shekein nehen. So one might have thought, this is the Ritva explains this in Kiddushan at Afyotes, I think. One might have thought that a katan who is boal leishesish, a katan's boal anida, a katan shochal chela b'shoigeg, they should say chalav ma'arayis mesasek is chayv achatas. Maybe that's why the Rambam says that Kotan Bal Shivcha Charufa is Chai Basham Shivcha Charufa. No, it's dead wrong. The Ritva explained there's a pasuk. I think it's the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur Ten Mincha Arayis. Ish Ashiyinaf Eishesish Ashiyinaf Eishes Rei Mos Yomas Hano Eifa Hano Yofes. So the Gemara is Medayik there in Kiddushin. After you test, the Gemara is Medayik every word in the pasuk. Ish. So it says ish prat l'kotan. Sometimes ish prat l'isho, and sometimes ish prat l'kotan. We were talking yesterday. So we say ish prat l'kotan. Ashenefes eishes ish prat l'eishes kotan. There's no such thing as an eishes kotan. Of course not. To get married, you have to have das b'kedushin. So the Gemara says, I might have thought that if his older brother was married, as a brother who was passed by mitzvah, and his brother, older brother was married, and he dies, leaving no children, so the wife is kukali yovam. So yibum is koina habol yibimto is koina bei mishogig bei memezid. Even if he didn't realize that this is the yibam, you don't need kavana, you don't need das, you just need kavana l'shein bia. So let's say the katan was bol yibimto. Some one might have thought that is koina the yibam. So the pasuk says ish pat lo katan sheref eishes ish pat le eishes katan. There's no such thing as eishes katan. That a katan can't be mekadosh and isha that I know on my own because he's a lab bar das. Even a katan bo yevimtoi, that you don't need das. I would have thought that he is kaina. Rashi in fact holds that he is kaina. So Tesis says, no, that's what the pasuk says. Eish is ish prat l'eish is katan. So what do you need? The Rishonim asks, what do you need? Ish prat l'katan. A katan bo al eish is ish is not chayiv misa. Ish Hashem is ish ish ish. Mos yamas hanu eif hanu yofes. Pasuk says that a katan bo al eish is ish is not chayiv misa. Of course not. Katan zala baronshin. So the Ritva has this suggestion. No, it doesn't mean that you don't give him Misa. Of course not. It means one might have thought that a katan who does an Aveira B'shoigeg, katan's Mahal Shabbos B'shoigeg doesn't have to bring a Chatos, because Chatos is not an Oinish. Chatos is a Kapara. So one might have thought the katan, whatever he does, he's a Labadas, is considered like Misasek. But one might have thought, as a Havamina, that a katan is like Misasek. So Masasik Bachalovim Ubarais Chaiv Shekeinahena, but near the Pasik Ish Pratlakot, that it's less than a Masasik. Even though Masasik Bachalovim Ubarais Chaiv Shekeinahena is Chaiv Achatas, but the Kotan is not even Chaiv Achatas. It's less than Masasik. Yeah. So once you have that Pasik, it's less than Masasik. So how can the Ramam say that a Kotan Abol Shivcha Harufa is Chaiv to bring Hashem Shivcha Harufa? The rabbi asks that a katan is a la baronshin. He assumes that the bringer of Hashem Shev Charuf is an oinish. Even if he'll answer the Ramam that it's not an oinish, it's a kapara, but the katan doesn't need a kapara either. And you can't say, I might have thought that arayis is different. Shev Charuf is arayis. No, you have to pass the ish prat le katan, that the katan is not chayiv, pashtus. Katan is not chayiv, a kapara for eating chametz bepesach. That's chalom. Chalom means macholos asuris. Abiyas Asura, so the whole Etzem Ha'isr depends on Shekei Nehena, the whole Aveira consists of Hanoi. So then you say the Masasik is Chai, but you can't say the Kotan is the same as Masasik. See, the Kotan is not. So that's a problematic Rambam. So you're getting back again, Nochamal. So what does it say? Shorebor, Shemesor and the Chevishot to the Kotan, Mizik, Chai Vishalm, who's Chai Vishalm? Not the Chevishot to the Kotan. Mishnah says later, so the cotton, it doesn't mean chayv means the cotton is chayv. The cotton is not chayv. The adult who is most of though shara bershem misar nacherushot to the cotton miziko. So the gadol is chayv, but by eish it wouldn't be chayv. That's the contrast. So when the Mishnah says kol shachav to bishmirasech sharti es nisko, it goes on shara bor. Doesn't go on eish. It goes on shore bor. that if it is my responsibility to watch the Shorban, I give it over to a Cherishah to be cotton. So I'm Chayv. Hashem came by. So the Gemara quoted the Braisa that explains the Mishnah. That's what it's referring to. So now the Gemara wants to understand the Braisa. The Braisa made a contrast between Shorban on the one hand and Esh on the other hand. That Masu Shorban the Cherishah to be cotton is Chayv, he's equal as Chayv. The Kotel is Chayv, but Masar Eish Acherishah to Kotel is Pot. The Gemara says, "But my askina, what's the case? If you should say that we're talking about a shore koshur, means there is a shmira. He tied up the shore and he can't. The shore can't run away. Bor mechusa, he put a lid on the bor. The chavosa, the parallel by Eish would have been a gacheles. Gacheles can't harm anybody. It's a coal that's warm." It's a warm coal, but it's not enough to burn anything, to make any damage. So the Gemara says, why is there a difference between them? Everything should be potter. Mashna hocha, why is there a difference between Shorbar on the one hand, that the Chayiv, and Eish on the other hand, everybody should be potter? If it's a bor mechusa, it says, Chayiv chereish bor v'lo yichasenu. But if yichasenu, then he made a shmira, so he's not Chayiv. So why is the Braisa say that it's chayv on the shore kosher, the bar mechusa, it can't be. Mashnahocha, why is it that by Eish you're not chayv, so by shore bar should also not be chayv? Well, you have to say to retain the parallelism between the shore bar on the one hand and the Eish on the other hand, so you have to say, Ela b'shamut or bar megula, there's no shmira. No shmira on the shore. The shore is untied. Not a shore kosher, shore mutter. Mutter does mean mutter bachila, means untied. Well, bar mechgula, it's not a bar mechusa. There's no shmira. The chavos and the parallel by Yesh would be shalheves, a real flame. So now I understand why shor a bar, the one who gives it to the cherishah to the katan is chayv, because that's not a shmira. Cherishah to the katan, I'm not going to do a shmira. So he has a shor and a bar, he has no shmira. The whole yisayr achiv is v'lo yishmerenu. The Tana got the Loshem who Shmirosan Lecha got it from the Pasuk V'lo Yishmerenu Shmirosan Alecha. And if you're not careful, if he didn't do a Shmira, then he's held responsible, his Chayv to pay. So why is it different by the Eish? He gave the Cherishah to the Kotan Shalheves. The Chabasa got the Eish. The parallel by Eish would be Shalheves Mam Shadab HaMazik. Masheni came by Eish the Potter. Why? How can it be Potter? But the Cherishah to be Kotan is not called a Shmir, it's a La Bardas. So just like it's not a Shmir by the Shor Bor, it's not a Shmir by the Eish either. So by the Eish, he should also be Chayiv. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara says, and you can't say that that's what the Bryson means. Masheni came by Eish the Potter by Shalhevis, it's not true, the din is not true. But Amr Eish Lokish. Mishmeide Chizkiah, he quotes the name of Chizkiah. Chizkiah was the son of Rab Chia. Chia was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah HaNasi. Rabbi Yudah HaNasi was the end of the Tkufa Satanoim. Who was the brother, the twin brother of Chizkiah? Rab Chia's wife had two sets of twins. She had twin boys and twin girls. And then she wanted to practice birth control because she had such trouble in childbirth. So she asked Shaila of her husband. So Chizkiah was the son of Rab Chia. Yehuda and Chizkiah, I think. No, were the two twins. Yehuda and Chizkiah. I think were the two names. So they quoted the name of Rish Lakish B'Shem Chizkiah Lo Shana Ve'elo. When does the Braisa say that by Eish you potter if he gave it to Cherishah? Because only Masalo Gacheles V'Libo. I gave him over a coal that's warm. It's not a davar hamazik. And then Valiba, the kid, fanned it. He was malab the yesh, and he made it into a fire. So that's not my responsibility. He made it into a davar hamazik. I didn't, but I had it. It wasn't davar hamazik. I will shalheves, but if I give a cherishah to be kotan shalheves, that's already a davar hamazik. Giving to a cherishah to be kotan is not called a shmira. So you would be chayev. You would be chayev by the yesh also. Only time you potter by the yesh, if you gave them a gachelas. So wait a minute, so then what's the parallel? So the parallel to gachelas by Eish would be that I gave him a shor kosher and a bar mechusa. So why are you chayv by shor kosher bar mechusa? Here, let's see again. Loshan, Frank, the Gemara. Ela b'shar muta bar megula. The Chavasa got the Eshal Heves. He gave the Chavasa the cotton. Adover Hamasik gives him a shor that's untied. And the boy that's not mechus, and he gives him an Esh that's a Shal Heves. The Rish Lakish said he gave him an Esh that's a Shal Heves, that's not a Shmira. So Yochayiv. Loshan, well, when does the Bryson say that by Esh, he potrish mosalog achelas v'liba? The kid made it into a torch, a flame. But when I gave it to him, it was just warm, it was lukewarm. But if you gave him a shal heves, you chayiv, because the shmir of the cotton is not called shmir. So the Gemara says, how do you understand? Yeah. So what's pshat in the bright? The Gemara says, the other mishal kosher bar mechusa has a shmir. The chavas agab yesh kacheles. I say, udika armit, and the question that you just raised, Maishnahocha, why do you say by the Eish the kid made the Hezek? I gave him a Gachelis and signed a Dover Masek at all. The kid made the Hezek. So it should be the same thing by the Shokosha Bar Mechusa. It's in a state of Shmira now. He did the Shmira. It says, V'lo Yishmerenu. But if Yishmerenu, then you're Potter. So if I gave him a Bar Mechusa, I gave the kid a Shor, a Koshor, tied up. So Maishnahocha. Just like by the Eish, you're not Chayiv. Just like by the Eish again. Just like by the Eish, you're not Chayiv if he gave the kid a Gacheles. So by the Shor and the Bar also, it's Mishumer. And for the Gemara, no. Shor Daken and Tuke, Bor Daken and Ture, and Gacheles is not so common to Shaviklo, as long as it's even alone. Ma'am Yamba the Oslo, it'll get weaker and weaker. So what does it mean? The Rashi has a difficult pshat. Tosfos has the pashat the pshat. Shor, the Gemara says, shor dakin and tuke. If you give a, if I have a shor that's tied up, that's a shor shamur. And you can't say shmiros. You can't say v'lo yishmarenu. It is shamur. He tied it up kiddiboy. He tied it up well. But if I give it over to the cherusha to be cotton, they're certainly going to fool around. If you give a child a little gadget, he's going to push every single button on the gadget. You leave kids in an elevator, they push all the buttons. They're going to push everything. So you're going to give a kid, tell a kid, you watch the shore. The shore is tied up with 100 knots. The kid is going to, it's going to be a challenge for him. He's going to untie all 100 knots. Shore. What does the Gemara say? Shore darkei lentuki, the derech, not the derech of the shore, is to untie itself. The darkei, his derech of the cherusha to be cotton. Darke lintuki, he will untie the kesher. He told him, I want you to watch it, so it's understood. He's going to untie it. And bor, darke linture, he's going to take off the lid. I say, watch this. What do you have to watch? As a lid, make sure you don't take off the lid. Of course, the first thing he's going to do is going to take off the lid. If you wouldn't have put the kid in charge, you have a shor that's tied up, and a bor that's mechus, and you don't have an idiot. You don't have a moron or a baby in charge, you're watching it, so it's probably, the shor is not going to untie itself, an adult is not going to untie it, but if you put a child in charge, you should have understood that he's going to untie it, he's going to take off the lid. Mashenik in Bayesh, the kid is not going to start up, it's a big flame, so it's understood that the kid is not going to start up, he's not going to handle the Yesh, and if he did, then I'm not chayef. I wouldn't be chayav. That's where Nachamon. Again, if I gave him a gacheles, if I gave him a shal heves, and said, and the shmir of the cherusha to hakatan is not called shmir. But we're talking all the three cases. I gave him a thing that's not a davar mazik. I gave him a shor kosher and a bar mechuseh, but because I give it over to the cotton, so we can rest assured, darken and tuke, the kid is going to untie it, darken and ture, the kid is going to take off the lid. But by the gacheles, he's probably going to be afraid to make a fire, because children are sometimes afraid of fire. The kama de shavikla, the kid is going to leave it alone. It'll become dimmer and dimmer, and in the gacheles, nothing is going to happen. So if the kid did make a shalhevis out of it, he made the hezek. So I'm not responsible. So that's how Rish Lakish reads this brisa. But Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree. Rabbi Yochanan holds even Masa Lo Shel Heves, also Yepata. So the Gemara says, "Oh, the Rabbi Yechon, the Dama Afilim Asal Hashal Havis, Nami Potter, the adult who gave it to the child is Potter." The question is, why does he disagree with Reish Lakish, Mishem Chizkiyah? Why should he be Potter even Hashal Havis? Hashal Havis is a Dabah Hamazik, and giving to a Cherish Hadav Katan is not called Shmir. So apparently, that's what Taisa points out. Apparently, Rabbi Yechon thinks that a cherush had to be cut, and sometimes is a bar hochi of shmira, sometimes not. If you give him a shor mutter untied shor and a bar mechuse, you can't rely on the cut and he's going to do a shmir. I say, and watch it that no one should get hurt. So that's not called a shmir. That's v'lo yishmerenim. But if you give the child a shalheves, you give the child a shalheves and you tell him to watch it, the kid's going to be afraid to start off with the farsa. That is called the shmir. So the Gemara says, "Ule Rabbi Yechanan de Yomer, afil masal shall have his nami potter." Why? Because he holds that the cherish at the cotton can do a shmira. So the Gemara asks, "So what's the parallel if Eish is talking about shall have his the chavasa hacha b'shar bor? What is the b'shar mutter a bor megule? There's no shmira at all." So how come by the shore and the bor you say the shmir of the katan is no good? And how come by the eish the shmir of the katan is good? Mashna hocha. How come by the shore and bor the shmir of the katan is not valid? Lashen came by the eish, it is valid. And for the gemara, mashna hocha, why is there a difference? And for the gemara, hosam, by the eish, sabta the chevish kogor. The kid is responsible. If he doesn't touch the shalevis, nothing is going to happen. Abahocha, the man left the shore mutter at a bar megula, and he asked the kid to watch him. So the shmir of the cheresh v'katan is not called shmir. So he has v'lo yishmerenu. He has a shore and a bar, and he violated v'lo yishmerenu. So that's kol shechavta b'shmirasa alecha, and he didn't do a shmir. So Bashar and Boyechayv. And by Yesh, Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Reish Lakish. He holds by Yesh, the Shmir of the Kotten is a good Shmir. Even though it's a Cherisha to the Kotten, it is considered a good Shmir. So that's why you potter, even if Masa Lo Shal Hamas. Yeah?
Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan also disagree with Reish Lakish by a Shor Mekushar? He would hold that.
It looks like not. Reish Lakish holds that since you appointed the cherish hadvikotan in charge to watch the shor mekusha and the bor mechusa, so you can rest assured that the kid is going to untie it and remove the lid. And Rabbi Yechanan seems to disagree. He holds not so. That the cherish hadvikotan is kamanda leisei domi. Nothing happened. If anything, it's a little better because you give a shalhevis to the cotton, he's not going to start up with the shalhevis. So it is a shmirah. It is a shmira, but by the shore and the bar, he holds it's like nothing. Not like Reish Lakish says. He's going to undo the whole thing. The Gemara had a loshen before. Reish Lakish quotes Chizkiyah, "Loshanu alusha masa lo gacheles v'libo." That then you're not chayiv. It's not your negligence. He gave him a gacheles and not even dover hamazik yet. Avol shal heves chayov, chayov mitam what? Chayov mitam. Why mitina degarmi? Or chayov mitam eish? And I gave it to the cotton, so there's no shmira. And I gave him a shal heves. Shmira is a cotton, it's not called shmira. So chayiv mishum de bari hazeka means it's chayiv mishum eish. And maybe I should say bari hazeka means medina de garmi. I have a shalheves. And I should have known that the kid is going to fool around with it. So maybe bari hazeka means medina de garmi. The din is later on Daf Kuf. Gemara has a machlokes, Reb Meir and the Chachamim. whether Danin and Dina Gami, Lord Dandin and Dina Gami, and Mer Doin Dina Gami, and the Chachamim not Dandin and Gami. Mar says, hey, Rab Meir. Whereas in the middle of Kufa Menach, where is this Rab Meir? There are Meir holds Dina Gami. The Gemara fishes around until he finally said the last line in Oman Aleph, Elohot Rab Meir, the Tanya. So they quote a Mishnah from Kilayim, Chitzakem Shenifrit, so they bring some kind of a riot. That's Stam Mishnah Rab Meir, so Rab Meir is doin din in the Garmi. So what's the din of Grama ben Azikin? So the Gemara says in other places, Grama, Gemara has in Perak HaKoyin, is Grama ben Azikin is Potter, Potter Medina, Mecham Dina Shemaim. So what's Grama, what's Garmi? So the Ramban has the whole country's din in the Garmi at the end of Baba Basra, not at the end of Baba Kama, because there's more discussion there in Baba Basra than in Baba Kama. So the Ramban starts off, he quotes some Rishonim say that Grama Gami is the same thing. So if you hold that Grama ben Azik and his potter is a Gami, is also potter. You hold Gami is Chayv, so Grama is Chayv. It's all the same thing, Grama Gami is the same thing. So the Ramban rejects that. And he says, like the Balei HaTosfos say, Grama is potter and Gami is a machlokes. What's the difference in Grama Gami? Grama is if it's indirect. And Gami means halfway in between direct and indirect. Yeah, how do you determine halfway in between direct and indirect? So if it's indirect hazik, Grama ben Azik and Potter, but it's halfway in between indirect and direct, then you call it Garmi and Garmi ben Azik and Ischai. So what is the klal? So Tosfos says that the klal is, Tosfos holds that Garmi is only with the Rabbanim. We mentioned Tosfos on the first Mishnah in Perek Merubah. In the opening Mishnah, Perek Merubah, the Tosfos says that they already established on Daf Nun Dalet that the Chiyuv Rav Meir Doin Dina Garmi is only Midi Rabban, it's not Minat Torah. Here is that. Here it is Samach Beis on the base at the beginning of Perek Merubah. And the bottom Tosfos, they have the second line from the bottom. If you mind the Doin Dina Garmi, Ein Ela Midi Rabban. So Tosfos holds that Gami is only the Rabban. That's the accepted opinion. The Ramban disagrees with the Tosfos and he says the Loshan Gemara Kufim and Aleph is Rav Meir doin dina de Gami. They didn't say Knossa de Gami. So you see the Gami is a din derais. So we mentioned that the Shach writes, he started writing a Chibur, a running commentary on the country's dina de Gami of the Ramban, but then he stopped because it's a waste of time. Because the whole premise of the Ramban, the Gami is deraisa, was what motivated him to start giving all kinds of kashas and answers and everything. He says the whole premise thing he doesn't accept. We assume like Tosfos, Halacha Maase, Gami is only with the Rabban. But is there a klal? Is there a klal to know which is considered Gami and which is considered Grama ben Azik and Potter, which is Gami that is Chayv? So Tosfos in Baba Basra writes in the second paragraph of Baba Basra, Tosfos says what the klal is. Whenever it's Bori Hazeka and Miyad, whatever, it's very obvious. After you did your activity, it's obvious that there's going to be a Hezek, and the Hezek follows immediately to you. So that's called Garmi, and Garmi is Chai Medirabon. Whenever it's either missing, it's not Bori Hazek, or it is Bori Hazek, but it's not Miyad, you don't have the both prerequisites, so then it's going to be Grama ben Azik and a Grama ben Azik and a Spata. So we mentioned that's really the psak that was accepted by the Supreme Court of the United States, that there's a law on the books that one who incites a riot is the government has a right to punish you. So let's say a person gives a whole anti-Semitic attack and then a year later someone burns down a shul, someone comes to a shul and he shoots all the people in the shul, and the policemen, they arrest him, they ask him, what do you do in the Mishigas? He says, I heard a drasha from this anti-Semite a year ago and he wound me up. So that's not, so can they punish the one who held the anti-Semitic drasha? So the Supreme Court said that's not called inciting a riot, it has to be Bari Hazek, has to be Miyad. If it took a month or a year later, that's not Miyad. And even if it is Miyad, it has to be Bari Hazek, that the people who are listening to the drasha, they knew, they could have sworn that someone's going to go and burn down the shul right away. But if it wasn't Bari Hazek, it wasn't such a fiery drasha that someone is missing a couple of marbles is going to walk right away to do a hezek. If it's not Bari Hazek, it's not Miyad, then it's called Grama. So that's not called inciting a riot. So that's the Psak HaMekubal in the Supreme Court. Yeah, so that's the question here. The Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, Masalo shall have it, or Shlakish holds, Masalo shall have it, said the Cherushot to the Kotin Yechai, because Bori has Zeke. That's the Lashon Gemara. Bori has Zeke means, I gave the kid a Dover HaMazik. I gave him a Dover HaMazik, and I didn't do a Shmira, because the kid is not called a Shmira. So Bori has Zeke means, it's my Chiyav Eish. That's what it means. It's my Chiyav Eish. And Eish is Potter and Tomen. Or maybe Bori Hazeka means that it's Chai Medina de Garmi. When I gave it over to the kid, I should have understood that he's going to make a Hezek. It's Bori Hazeka Miyah. The kid takes it right away. Is that what it means? Bori Hazeka? No, Bori Hazeka just means that it's Eish and there was no Shmira. Cherusha Dukatan is not called a Shmira. Chapanav Kemina, if it's Eish, then you potter on Toman. If it's Bori Hazeka means that it's Medina de Garmi, then Garmi is Chayiv on Toman, the quirk, which each one of the Ovis Nezikin has a Lehil Chaseim. Each one has a quirk of a Ptur. So Eish has a Ptur of Toman. But Odom HaMasek Ayidei Garmi doesn't have a Ptur of Toman. I don't know, I looked in the Shittim Gubes. I didn't see anybody see one way or the other. Nobody says anything. Whether Bori Hazeka means Eish, the Pashto says it means Eish. Bori Hazeka, then you are Chai Mitam Eish. There was a Dover HaMazik and you didn't do a Shmira. The Cherush HaTevikotna is not called a Shmira. And that's what Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. And he holds the Cherush HaTevikotna is called a Shmira. It is called a Shmira. So even if Masa Lo Shal Hebes, it's called a Shmira, and the Godel who gave it to the Kotten would not be chayv. Shoy.
Eddie.
Yep.
I don't know if this could be a raya, but when the Mishnayos bring up this, that you're chayv, you give a shal heves to a katan, so that's brought in the Mishnayos. H. Nakonius. That's where the Iker Machlok is for Shlakish and Rabbi
Yochanan. Shlakish Rabbi Yochanan is, yeah. Poshib shal mitam eish, not mitam garmi. Otherwise, the Gemara would have said, here's the braisa. Here's a Mishnah, here's a Brice of that Garmi. They never introduced this in the Sugya of Garmi. So even though the Lashon is the same, it says Bori Hazek, and that's what Tosis wrote, it's a different Bori Hazek. There it's Bori Hazek to make it into Garmi. Here it means that it's a Dovra Mazi with Hadashmir. Yeah. Mustama, that's the Poshup Shot, what you're saying. Okay. So this is finished. They really should have put two dots over here. They really should put. Sapsa the Chevish Kogurim should have two dots over here. Yeah, how do you translate the word Sapsa the Chevish Kogurim? So Rashi quotes a Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara there talks about educating little children in school. So the Gemara says, what if you have different students in a class, and one of the students is not doing so well? He's not making any trouble. He's not making any trouble in the school, but he's not really learning well. So the Gemara says, should you kick him out of the class? Gemara says, no, lehevi tzavse lechavrei. Let him be a good friend. Let him be a good friend for the other children in the class. You don't have to drop him from the school. So that's the word tzavse as a chavrusa, as a chover. So that's one way to say tzavse decherish kogorim. Rabbi Yechanan holds Masalo Shal Heves is also potter because the Shmira of a Katan is a good Shmira on a Shal Heves. A kid, it's rare that the kid is going to take the Shal Heves. He'll be afraid he's going to get burnt. So that was the kid's decision to make the Hezek. So the kid taking torch and burning down the house, that's not considered like a Ruch Mitzuya. That's like a Ruch Sheni Mitzuya because the Shmira of a Katan is a good Shmira. If you gave him a shal heves, even if you gave him a shal heves, it is a good shmir. So tzapsa the chevish kogari means the kid. The word tzapsa means like a chaver. So the union between, just like chaverim are united. So the union between the cotton, the chevish cotton, chevish atvi cotton, and the shal heves is what made the hezek. What was the first translation? Tzapsa with a vav. They used to recite Gemara's bal peh. Then in the days of the Gaonim, they wrote it down. So there are two ways to write it down. What's tzapsa, with a base or with a vav? So Rashi's second shot loshen, Acher Gassina Tzapsa with a Vav. And the first Girsa was Tzapsa with a base. What is Tzapsa with a base? Av Tzvas B'Tzvas Asuya. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, all the different things that we created, Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. So a Tzapsa with a base means a pliers. So what does it mean over here? What are you talking about, a pliers? I mean, just like a pliers holds on to something, Tzapsa with a base is not Miloshin L'chaverim, Levi Tzapsa L'chavrei, but Miloshin, so very similar though, a pliers holds on to something. So the translation is, Achizasa Shalachere Shatavikat Meidehazer. The same thing, bottom line, same thing. But he says one is spelled with a base and one is spelled with a vav, and they have slightly different meaning, but bottom line, it's the same thing. Sure. So after you get to Tzavsa the Chevish Kogarim, you should have Nekuda time, two dots, now starts a new Gemara, unrelated to what comes before. That's finished already. Bechem Eshlag is finished. It's not finished. You look at Akainis, that's what he said, that's where the main discussion is. Perak Akainis, but we're finished on our daf. Now to start a new Brisa. Tana Rabbanon. They had all these traditions, so they're rattling off, putting all the dinim together. Eish has a chumra of a bor. Bor has chumras over Eish. And Eish has chumras over Karen. Karen has chumras over Eish. And Shem Beregel has chumras over Karen. Karen has chumras over Shem Beregel. So they're just chazering all the traditions of the Torah Shabbat. So the Brisa rattles off a whole bunch. Tana Rabbanan, new Brisa. Chayme b'shor mi b'bor. What shor are we talking about? The Tosis says, Chayme b'shor, haynu Karen. Obvious that the shor means Karen. So what does it say? Tana Rabbanan, Chayme b'karen mi b'bor. Chayme b'bor mi b'shor. There are certain chumas that bor has over Karen. Certain chumas that Karen has over bor. Let's go. On the fourth time, Shartam Sharagasadam Machlekes Hatanaim. Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds that you pay Chatzi Koifer. We paskin Balashar Noki. You don't pay any Koifer. You don't pay Chatzi Koifer. But a Shar Muad, you pay Mishalem Asa Koifer. And if he kills an Eved Kenani, Chayv Shloshim Shalevet, you pay to the Odom Shloshim Shalevet. Whether the Eved is worth a million, the Eved is worthless. You always pay Shloshim Shalevet. That's why it's a knas. It's a skum kotzov. Ding madin osa bahanod. That's only by shor. Let's say we can ascertain clearly that a person fell into the bar and he lost his life because he fell into the bar. You don't say the bar is osa bahanod. It's only a din by a shor who did it with tzicha. Echad shor vechad kol balchai. Any live animal. So the bez makes a gmar din and it becomes osa bahanod. So that's what the Brisa says. Chayme b'shor. What are the chumis and karen over bor? That shor muad shehar gasadim pays koifer. Shor muad shehar gevaknayni pays shloshim shalevid. Dig madinu shal ashor osa ba'anoa, because it's stone skila. That's a shor aniskol, stone skila. Osa ba'anoa v'darka leila chula hazik. This din that a shor haniskol is osa ba'anoa. How many kinds of shor aniskol are there? So the shor haniskol, shor shehar gasadim. Then there's a shor hanirva. Also, the Mishnah has that the men or women who practices mishka beima. So it says v'harakta seisha v'sabeima taharogu. So the shor also gets the death penalty. So it's not just the shor shehar gasadim is a shor haniskol by the shor hanirva. It's not the fault of the shor. Someone was revered the shor. So the din is also the shor gets the death penalty. Would you say Asher Yisoka began ball of, what is it? V'lo yachalas b'sare. So Gemara says later, V'lo yachalas b'sare means that the shor shenik mandina is also b'hanoah. But it only says it in Parshas Mishpatim. It never says it in Vayikra by Mishka Be'ema, that the shor is also b'hanoah. But it says in the Chumash, the shor began b'hema ta'arogu. You do make a Gemara din on the Be'ema. So should you say that just like Bashar Haniskol, Shehar Gasadim, it's also Bahanoah, after the Gemara Din, so too Bashar Hanirva is also Bahanoah. What do you say? No, also Bahanoah is only by Shehar Gasadim. Maybe Shehar Hanirva, maybe there's no Issa Bahanoah. So it's 2 days in Tosfos, in the beginning of Perek, Kol Hazvach Mashen Esarvu. Perek, that's a Perek in Zvachim. you have 100 behemoths, and all of them are kosher karbonis in a shor haniskal shenig madina asabano, gets mixed in with the others, so it says it's not batel bereiv, even though usually it should be batel chad betray. Over here it's not batel bereiv midirabbanan balachaim chashivi, and it's not batel bereiv. So Tosfos there, beginning of Perek Hatarubis, the Shachar, remember there were two boys learning in the Beis Medrash in Broya, so they were learning a Shach and Yeridea, they were learning for Smicha. So the Shach quotes Perek Hatarubis. They didn't know where's Perek Hatarubis. So they know, the Yekis know, you look in the back of the Mishnayos, so they have all the names of the Prokim alphabetically arranged, in case a person has Yartzeit, and he wants to learn the Prokim in memory of the Niftar. Let's say Rav Soloveitchik, he had Yartzeit for his father, so his father's name was Moshe Ben Chaim. He used to learn Mishnayos, one Perek that begins with a Mem, one Perek begins with a Shin, with a Hey, Ben, Beis, Nun, Chaim. He used to say so much on the Mishnayos, he never finished, how much is that? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He never finished nine Prok. I remember why, because he used to say over all the Gemara and all the Tosfos on that Perek. So he would only finish, remember, one year. He knew he's not going to finish the whole thing, so he learned the first Perek and Perek Yavis, Moshe Kibbel Tor Mesina. So he had the whole name Moshe. That was on the Shin. That was on the Mem. He used to learn Me'e Masai Koranis HaShma, the first Perek in Masechus Brochus, and Shin Shloshe Shachlu, famous Brochim. Or Megillah Nikris. He used to do a lot, the Megillah and Brochus, the easy Brochim, easy Masechus. So in the Mishnayos, they have in the back of Chelek Aleph, I think, they have a list of all of the Prokem and Mishnayos alphabetically arranged, if you want to know for the purpose of learning Mishnayos on a Yartzeit. So the boys looked up Perek HaTarubis on the Hey, HaTarubis. So it wasn't there. They looked on the Tuf, HaTarubis wasn't there. That's the name of the Perek is Perek HaTarubis, but it starts with the word Kol HaZvach Moshen HaSarbu. It starts with a letter Chaf. It doesn't start with a Hey or a Tuf. They didn't realize that. So there in the Tosfos, in the beginning of Perek Kol HaZvach Moshen HaSarvu, Tosfos has a machlokes about this. Machlokes on a din deraisa. When it says in Chumash V'lo Yachol Es Besara, the Shor HaNiskal is also Bano, so it only says it in Parshas Mishpatim in connection with the Shor Shaharges HaAdam. Even a Shor Tam, Shaharges HaAdam, Nigma Dina Lemisa, after Nigma Dina is also Bano. If Shachtu Kodim Shenigma Dina Muta Bano, is also Bano, that's the Gemara later. So the Shaila was, does that only apply to Shor Shaharges HaAdam, or does it even apply to Shor HaNirva? So it's a machlokes among the Balei HaTosfos. Here it's the last line on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan here. Mem Dalet Amud Beis. They quote a Braisa, Shor Shaemes Hachala Nigma Dinai is Muta Bano. Then it said Mishnig Madino, the top of the next Dhamma. Mishnig Madino, Bakhrain and Machidish and Mukkos Osabano. It's Osabano. After Gmardin. So Tosfos has a machlokes, does it apply to Shor HaNirva? And Tosfos says they don't understand how could be a machlokes. So Beferish Gemara then, Perakal HaZvachar, says Beferish, that the Shor is Osabano. Even though it doesn't say it in the Chumash, there is no Pasik, but the Tanoim, the Gemara assumes that over Pashut. Just like the Gemardin Lemisa by Shor Shaharges HaAdam creates an Isa HaNoah, so too the Gemardin Lemisa by the Shor HaNirva also creates an Isa HaNoah. So that's what the Braisa says over here. Chaimer Bishor Mibibor, Chaimer Bibor Mibishor. Chaimer Bishor, why? Shor Pais Kaifer, Mishloishim Shalevet, Nigmardino Osa BaHaNoah. Okay. So these are three halachas that don't apply to Bor. Let's say I know that this bor is responsible for the death of a human being, the balabor doesn't pay koifer, and the bor does not become osabano. It's only by a shor shaharges ha'adam and by shor hanirva you make a gmardin lemisa, so the gmardin lemisa creates an isa hano. So the braisa lists off chomer b'shor mibor, three chumers and halacha, then he goes a chumer in mitzias, v'darkalei halacha lahazik. The bor stands still, but the shor, the karen, shor means karen, karen is Dakalelachalahazik. So that's a chumre and the nature of the hesed. Then it says chumre bibar mibishor. What's chumre bibar? Are there any chumres in halacha? So it says, yeah, one chumre in halacha muad mitchilosoi. The shor pays chatzin nezik migufa the first three times. Only pays nezik sholem and aliyah the fourth time. And bar pays nezik sholem and aliyah already the first time. So that's muad mitchilosoi. That's a chumre that you have in bar. or b'shar chumer in halacha halacha lemaisa, then has another chumer in the mitzias, the stuff. So bar tchilus asiyos halenezik. You're not supposed to have a bar around. If you do a kisui, so then you're not chayiv if a hezik occurs later, but you're not supposed to have any baris at all. A bar is a dober hamazik. So tchilus asiyos halenezik, just looking for trouble if you dig a bar. But a shor, you can't say a shor, you're not allowed to have a shor around. A shor is not a dover amazik, even if it does hazik. A shor is a necessary, one of the animals, one of the tools that you use on a farm. Is you use a shor to do work on the farm. So that's a chumre in svara. So the bor is chila salsios al nezik, and the keren is not chila salsios al nezik. And then the other difference, mud betchila, so that's a difference, a chumre in halacha. Okay. Just like Chumra Bishor, three of them are Chumras in Halach, and one is a Chumra in style of Hezek, Dakaleil Chalahazek. Bor just stands in one spot. So here, the Chumra that Bor has over Shor, one is a Chumra in Metzias, one is a Chumra in Halach. Then it goes by to, okay, this is just to remember all the quirks, all the Hilchaseim that we had before. Each one of the Arba Avos Nezikin has a quirk of a Ptur and a Chiv and so on. So it says, continues. Chaim b'bishar b'beish, top of the feud. Chaim b'bishar b'beish, what chaim b'beish b'bishar? Each one has chumas. Chaim b'bishar b'beish, why? Sha'asham b'shalom k'ayfer l'chai b'shloshim shalev, nigma din osa ba'noah, fine. B'sar l'cher shayt v'kot n'chayov, that's what we had before in the Brisa. Chayov, ma'sheni came b'eish, that you're not chayv. And what's chaim b'beish b'bishar? What chuma do you have? Because the shor we're talking about is Karen. So Karen, the first three times it pay, chatzi nezik migufa and eish, mu'edis metchilosa. That's a chumra in halacha. Masheni came b'shor. Sure. Then it says the third part of the price. Chame b'eish mi b'bar, chame b'bar mi b'eish. Chame b'bar mi b'eish. What chumra do you have in bor over eish? Etchilos asayasai l'nezik. You should never have made the bor in the first place. We're not talking that you have a bore that collects water, or a bore to store something there. A bore, the guy dug a ditch. He's just looking for trouble. That's chidus asiyosu lenezek. Sorry, the chevishah to be caught in his chayim. Hashem, he came b'eish. Fine. And what's chayim b'eish mi b'bor? Shehu'eish tarka leilach ala hazik. It travels. Baruch mitzuya, it travels. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Chaima be'esh mi be'bor. There are two chumas. Number one, darka leilach ala hazik. Bor stands still. So chumra mitzias in the nature of the hazik. Then a chumra in halacha that the esh is chayev even though b'she'en roilo. Masheni came to bor a dov sheni boy lo is not chayim. So the Gemara is going to have two interpretations. What does it mean dov sheni boy lo? So the Gemara is going to have one pshat. Dov sheni boy lo by bor means kalim. Eish, if it's mazik dov haroy lo or dov sheni boy lo chayim. What dov haroy lo means eitzim, wooden things. Wood normally burns. Wood catches flame and it burns. A dov sheni boy lo means metal kalim. So, once in a while, metal will catch flame. I remember once I was learning in the mountains on vacation. I put a kettle up to make a cup of hot tea to have a drink, and I wasn't paying attention to the kettle. So I went into the kitchen. Half an hour later, all the water had evaporated from the kettle, and the whole kettle was engulfed in flame. That was the end of the kettle. I had to throw it out in the garbage. I had to buy a new kettle. So a metal thing is it's a dovshen roila, but eish is chayv even on kalim, not only chayv on wooden kalim dovah roila, even chayv on metal dovshen roila, because if the fire is strong enough, it'll burn metal also. Masheni came with bor because bor is butter on kalim. Why is that called dovshen roila by a bor? Agzeris hakosav that bor is Shor v'loi Adam chamor v'loi kelim. Hagzeris hakasav, a quirk lehil chaseim, a quirk of a ptur. But why do you call it dov sheino roilo? I understand by eish. The Gemara says wooden kelim, dov haroilo. Where is it? My nihu. A few lines later. Dabar roila maninu eitzim, wood, normally burnt. Dabar sheni roila maninu kelim, metal. Metal kelim, wooden kelim is dabar haroila. Metal kelim is dabar sheni roila. So why? The Gemara says, Masheni can be a bar, that bar is potter on kelim. So you're potter on kelim. Why does it say dabar sheni roila? So remember, Rav Soloveitchik thought that pshat was that a bor is a takola, it stands still, it doesn't walk. So bor is only a takola like gabi human beings or behemoths. They have mobility, they have motion, water motion. So you can walk into the bor. So the bor, a ditch, is a takola for people or animals that walk. But kelim don't walk, they don't have any feet. So it's not a takola. So it's not a takola. So that's why bor is putter, because bor is not a takola vis-a-vis kelim. In a certain sense, it is a takola, because an animal can be carrying kelim on its back. A person can be carrying kelim. So the kelim don't have their own order motion, doesn't have its own ability to walk on its own, but it's not so unusual that a person is walking with kelim. So the bor is a takola for the odom, or for the behemoth, which is carrying the kelim. Maybe the kelim are going to fall and they're going to smash.
Tosfos on Hamud Beis, I think, says it's because Hevel normally damages humans, but Hevel doesn't normally damage
humans. Yeah. That's Rebbe Kivega's Tosfos, we don't know what Hevel means, And I learned the first half of Bava Kamma till Daf Mem with Rabbi Tendler. I don't remember that he gave us any explanation of that Gemara about Hevel. I think he was also stuck. I don't know what that means.
So, can you say, like, for Bor, why can't we say the same thing by Eish? Like, if you make a fire in
the
public domain and it spreads
and
lights the whole,
see
a fire,
that
seems like it's
a tchilas asiyos al-nezik. Sometimes it's tchilas asiyos al-nezik, but it doesn't have to be. Just that's if a fella makes a barbecue where there's a makmam yuchan for barbecues. But then, when he leaves, when he's about to leave, he thought that it went out. There's no big flame jumping up, but he didn't pour water on it.
One of the same thing by bor, like you said, like that sometimes bor is and sometimes it isn't, just like
right.
Eish. So it seems like there's no difference between the two.
Why should there be a difference between the Eish and the bor? Both of them could be tchilas asiyos al-nezik, and both of them cannot be. I don't know. It's a very good question. I don't know. So Nachman said, the Gemara says, chaymer be'eish mi be'bor, the Eish is chay bot and dobe haroi lo dobe she'en haroi lo. The Gemara's first pshat is going to be Dabar Haroila is wood, Dabar Sheini Roila is metal kelim. Metal kelim. Masheini came a bor, that bor is potter on kelim. The Gemara says if that's the pshat, then the Brice is the loike Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on kelim be bor, and the Mishnah is later. He holds bor is chayv on kelim, and Rabbi Yehuda also disagrees on tamen be eish. He holds that eish is chayv on tamen. So the Gemara is going to discuss whether this long brisa chame be'esh min be'bor chame be'bor be'esh, all of these, this whole masora of the Torah Shabbat Peh, the differences l'ilchaseyim, all the quirks of the differences between them, is this alibi de Rabbi Yehuda, de leike Rabbi Yehuda? That's going to be the Gemara's next discussion. Nachma, where are we up to? So Gemara asked the Kasha, V'lisni, about 14 lines from the top. Frey Gemara, the line begins with the word V'lisni, why doesn't it say, and the Braisa the following then, Chayme b'shor mi b'bor, shal shor chaye b'yas ha-kelim, Karen, shor means Karen. Karen, that's mazi kelim chamashenik in b'bor, bor is potter ha-kelim. So Gemara says, Hamani Reb Yudahi, the b'chayim on this ke-kelim bor. The Braisa does mention it. Obviously, the Braisa goes with Shita's Reb Yehuda. The Gemara says, how can you say it's Reb Yehuda? But the line, E Reb Yehuda, aim is safe. It says, Chaimer Beish Me Bebor, Reish Dark Alel Chalahazik, that's a different, Achumre Metzias, Amud Lecha Bedomaroi, that's a difference in Din. Amud Lecha Bedomaroi, Dov Shein Roi, Lo Ma Shein Kein Bebor. What's Dov Shein Roi, Lo? What does it mean? Dov Roi, Lo Ma Niu, Eitz and Wood, and Wood and Kelem, a Wood. Dov Shein Roi, Lo Ma Niu, Kelem, Metal Kelem. Masheni came with bor, that bor is potter on kelim. You're telling me that the Braisa doesn't mention the chumra be keren be shor mi be bor, that shor is chayv on kelim, bor is not, because it goes alibi Reb Yehuda. No, but the Braisa goes the loike Reb Yehuda. Masheni came with bor, the Reb Yehuda who amrit mechayv Reb Yehuda on this kelim a bor. He holds you are chayv on kelim. And the Brisa sounds like it holds you're not chayiv on kelim. So you can't say, how can you say that you ask the kasha, why doesn't it mention the chayim bishor mi bibor that shor keren is chayiv on kelim and bor is potter on kelim? The Gemara says, can't say it goes alibi rabbunim. It's clearly not like rabbunim. Eliyolim rabbanon, he the Brisa goes like the rabbanon. Why didn't it mention this chayim be? Chayme b'shor mi b'bor tana b'shir. Tana is not mechuyev to mention every single chayme b'zem mi b'zem. Frankly, more ma'ashir da ashir. If you have a whole list of things and they only left that one detail, all the other details except for one, it looks fishy. So it must be the tana doesn't feel obligated to say every single din. But ma'ashir da ashir, you have to leave out more than one din. And for the Gemara, shir tomon. The Brisa forgot. Brisa did mention that Eish is Potter on Tomon and Shor is Chayv on Tomon. So the Brisa left out the two din, left out the din of Tomon be Eish, and left out the din that Boris Potter on Kelim. And the Brisa goes like the Rabbanon who hold that Boris Potter on Kelim and Eish is Potter on Tomon. So that's the first pshat. And the Brisa left out Maishir Dashir. Left out these two dinim didn't mention. The boy is Emo, and if you want to, you can say differently. The other Rabbi, maybe the Brisa goes like Rabbi, didn't leave out either. Rabbi holds that Tomen Be'esh is Chayiv, and he holds that Kelim Be'bor is Chayiv. He disagrees with the Psaka Mekubo. Aye, but the Brisa says that Esh is Chayiv on Dova Haroel or Dova Shenu La Mashenu Kim Be'bor. Does not refer to Kelim. So he says, no, the Dova Shenu Roel or Lav Lasui Kelim. It doesn't mean that Eish is Chayv on Kelim and Boris Potter. No, Boris Chayv on Kelim. So he goes at a different thing. Lichecha Niroi v'sichsecha Avonov. That what? That's not normal. It's not normal that an Eish. Eish usually burns down items. It doesn't burn down buildings, but it burns down the earth. It burns down the earth. That's very unusual. Lichecha Niroi. Niroi means that he plowed the field. And then the fire was burning, the whole thing is going to have to plow it all over again. The plowing that he did is not going to help. There was an ash and it scorched stones, and the stones are so charred. It's not normal that an ash should destroy the earth and the ash should destroy stones. But if it happens, so yechayv. Masheni kain bibor, that you putter. What do you mean, masheni kain bibor? How can a boy make a hesek to near in Avonim? So Tosis Dima Mascha Lichecha. So Tosis quotes Rashi later. Rashi seems to learn that that's what the Choymer means. That it's impossible for boar to be Mazik Avonim or near. Because the boar stands still. The boar doesn't jump around. So how can a boar be Mazik the near the plowed field or the Avonim? Tosis says it's a dovshe yefsher, so that's not a kula. The Boris Potter, if it makes a hezek anir in Avonim, it doesn't exist. It can't make a hezek anir in Avonim. So Tosis says no. What it means is like this: lichach anir v'sichsach Avonov is unusual. So even though it's unusual, it's rare that a flame usually burns down things that are in the apartment, burns on the furniture, wooden furniture. Burns down books that are there, burns down clothing, but it doesn't burn the karka, it doesn't burn avanim. But nonetheless, if the ash did make lichachani v'sich avanim v'chayv, even though it's irregular, even though it's unusual, Masheni came before, if a hezek occurred that's unusual, the balabor will not be chayv. So what are the last three lines in the Tosfos? Lichachani ro, Masheni came before, the poches miyud. Potamimisa, that's how the Gemara said earlier. The Gemara has later like that. If it's a bor test, it can only do nizikin. If it's a bor yud, it can even do miso. So let's say, Nafal Shama Shorach Hamor fell into a bor that's only 9 tvachim deep, or it's 5 tvachim deep, and then it got killed. So, Pachas Miyud, Potamimisa, the Balabar doesn't have to pay if the Shor died, Shorach Hamor died. But it clearly died because of the bor. So Tosfos says, "Kibin de ein regilus lahamis pachas miyud." That's rare that should happen. So that's Dovashena Roylo. If the bor made a hezek that's very rare, the balabar doesn't have to pay. It doesn't mean the bor made a hezek to near in Avarim. It can't. How can a bor make a hezek to near? It means a parallel. Near in Avarim is a milsa de la shchicha for eish. Nonetheless, we said, Lasui lecha near v'sichsa avonav. Here the Gemara was saying before, l'hilcha seyem. The Gemara said, each one of the Ovis and Zikin has its own quirks. All the quirks are liftur, that short time is only chatzi nezik negufa, the first three times. Shev regla fatra b'shus harabim. And bor liftabas hakelim. And eish liftabas hatoman. Then the Gemara says, but if you all like Rabbi Yudah, that he holds that you're chai b'antomet b'eish, or what's unique about eish? The top above him and all. So that's uniqueness about eish, that it's the bala eish is chayv to pay, even though the hezek is a milsa de lo shchicha. That's very irregular that that should happen. But if you have a hezek and bor, that's irregular. Namely, nafal sham b'shar hamor, it's pachas miyud. Pachas miyud is irregular, that should cause misa. So because it's irregular, the halacha says you're potter from paying. Only on Eish you have this din. Eish is it's a chidush l'chumra. The other chidush ma l'kula that you pay chatzin nezik negufa the first three times. Pot on Tomant, pot on Kalev, pot on Bishus Arabim. And here by Eish the chidush is according to the chachamim, chidush is l'kula that you pot on Tomant. According to Rabbi Yudah, the chidush is l'chumra. Both of them could say. Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbanan, they both agree. L'chachanir v'sich l'avadav is a chidush l'chumra that Yechayv, even though it's an irregular hezek, but by Bor, there wouldn't be such a din. If a Be'ema falls into Pachas Miyun and it gets killed, even though it's clearly because of the Bor, but since it's a Milsad Lo Shchicha, so the Bala Bor is not Chayv. Well, I don't think it means it's an Oynas, just a Milsad Lo Shchicha.
Before the Gemara gets into Rabashi's adding a point, how come the Gemara doesn't ask that? Well, Rabbi Yehuda really is leaving something out. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda is really leaving something out. So how come the Gemara doesn't have a problem with this explanation? We say, no, it fits under, Rabbi Yehuda does have something under Karoyola. So maybe you should ask, well.
My Shia the High Shia. No, Hamal. Yes, why doesn't it say Kalim Bebor? So it goes like Rabbi Yehuda that the din is not true. Then they interpreted one line in the Braise that it tells you the din of Lichachanir of Sichsach Avarav, but then the Braise didn't leave anything out. The Braise didn't, I mean, it left out that, no, it says, Chaimer Be'esh me Be'bor, that Bor you're not Chayiv on Lichachanir means a Muslim Shkichi not Chayiv. So it wasn't left out. It wasn't left out. Comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda, nothing was left out. He holds that Tomin is Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda holds Tomin is Chayiv, and he holds that Kalim is Chayiv the Bor. So nothing. According to Rabbanah, both dinim were left out from the Brice. Ma'ashe the Hashia left out two dinim. So the Brice didn't intend to give a full list. Just wants to say Rashi Prokim. Some of the differences, not all. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, didn't leave that Toma, the dinim are not true. Didn't leave that Kelim, didn't leave that Toma, the din is not true. So he left out nothing. Then the Gemara asks, Maskev la Rabashi, Lis nechem v'sham v'bosh, ha'shor chai b'shor psula m'gdoshim, ma'sheini came b'bor. Bor has another quirk. Yeah, where is this? So the Rabbi Nechananu is the only one who's kind enough to tell you where it is. He tells you to look on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. That's where Rashi and Tosfos are quoting. The original Gemara is Nun Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, it says by Bor, Vameis Yihi Alo. So what is the Mashmoah? Misha Meis Shalo. The only time the Bala Bor is chayv to pay Menafal Shama Shor, if the Shor fell in, if the dead Shor is Muta Bahano, Yotza Zed to the exclusion of Ashor Psuleh HaMekdoshim She'ein HaMeis Shalo. What is the sharp psula hamigdoshim? What does it mean? So the poshep shati is a sharp psula hamigdoshim means a korban shuhumam v'nivde. You add a korban and it gets a mum kavua and then you paid it. it's Yotze Lechulun. So the Pasuk says regarding Sharp Sele Megdashim, Rashi quotes an Ardaf, on Yudem and Alf. The Pasuk says, so Rashi quotes from Bechoris Tezbach. We have a drasha on each one of the three words, Tizbach, Ve'achalta Basar. So he says, Tizbach V'loi Giza. You're not allowed to shear off the wool from Meshar Psula HaMekdoshim. Let's say I was paid, there was a sheep, and I was Magdash, it's the carbon, it gets a mum kavua. So then as it can be paid, even after you paid, it still retains Kedusha. He said, the Gemara said that it's Oysa Tmura, even after you paid it. I say, Harezu Tachazu, it's Oysa Tmura. So here also we say, Tizbach V'loi Giza. There's a lav, the Sava B'Bchor Sherecha, V'lo Sogas B'Chor Tzenecha. You're not allowed to shear off the wool, even from a Bchor, even though a Bchor is Kachim Kalim, as a lower level of Kedusha. So Giza B'Avoida is also, Avoida is not always Me'ila B'Hegdash. Me'ila means that we discussed more than once. Me'ila is a Me'ila of Anor, Me'ila of Haitzor. Me'ila of Haitzor, I thought this Hegdash belongs to someone else, and that person, I like to steal from him. I don't care. I steal, I take it. I thought it was mine, and I'm giving it away as a gift to someone else. Then it turns out, it wasn't mine, it belongs to someone else, and I gave it away. Or I thought it was Reuven's, and I'm stealing it for myself. Then it turns out that it was Hegdash, and I stole it for myself. So whether I stole it for myself intending to steal, if I thought it was mine and I took it, so then there was no intention of Shini Rishus. But if I intended to steal it thinking that it's Shalhedya, it turns out that it's Hegdash, I made a Shini Rishus. Or if it's, I thought it's mine, I'm giving it away by Matana, then it turns out that it's Hegdash, I'm giving it away by Matana. So I'm intending to make a Shini Rishus. So that's Me'ilav Haitzo'ah. Me'ilav Haitzo'ah Mishus Lushus. Then yeah, Me'ilav Hano. Let's say I know that it belongs to Hegdash, and I didn't know that you're not allowed to get on the horse. I ride horseback. I ride on the horse instead of walking to the yeshiva every day. I ride on the horse so it's, I don't have to hurt my legs. So that's Mila of Hano. The two kinds of Mila. Mila of Hotso, Mila of Hano. The Gemara says, how do you know there's such a thing as Mila of Hotso? Maybe there's only Mila of Hano. Nefesh kisimo mal. We usually think Mila means inanimate Ha'egdash. Where they get the idea that there's Mila Faitzor even though there's no Hanoah? So they got it from the word Nefesh Kisimo Mal. In the end of Parshas Vayikra, the Gemara has, the Mishnah Mila has. Kisimo Mal, the verb Mila means Shine Vishus. Shenemar says by Nisha Saito, Umola Mal Beisha. What do you mean, Mal Baal Beisha? She goes to someone other than her husband. She's doing a Shina Bishus. The woman, the married woman, is supposed to be Bishus by law. She goes, she has an affair with someone else. That's that we established based on the Pasuk and Parshas Noso by the Soita, Emila, the Shina Bishus, Mal Baal Beisha. So here by Hegdish it also says, Nefesh Kisimo Mal, Mal, how's it? Bikotchi Hashem, I forgot the whole Lashon. Kosimo Mal means Shina Bishus. And then it also, the Pashup Shat is, without the comparison to the Saita, Pashup Shat is that he's Nenaman Hegdash. That's what Tosis points out. A Mishnah like that, there are two types of Me'ila. A big Tosis in Kiddushan, Daf Nun Vav, has a long discussion of the Mishnah Me'ila, that there are two types of Me'ila, the Me'ila of Haitzor and Me'ila of Hanor. So the din is that there's no Me'ila B'Kachim Kalam. No din Me'ila B'Kachim Kalam. We said it's a Machlekes and the Rashbo in Kiddushan. Like so, we showing him whether there's no Mila because Chan means you don't have the penalty of Mila, you don't pay Karen V'chemish, you don't bring Hashem Milas, there isn't even an Issa. That's a Machlokes. The Mishnah says regarding Kachim Kalim, Mishnah Mila says regarding Kachim Kalim, you're not allowed to get Hanoa, but if you did get Hanoa, there's no penalty of Karen V'chemish and Hashem Milas. So the question is, when the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to get Hanoa from Kachim Kalim, is that an Issa deraisa, or is that an Issa derabbanan? So some Rishonim hold, that's a big machlokes of Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold, Rav Soloveitchik said his grandfather Rav Chaim held that it's inconceivable to say that it's only the Rabbanan. Absolutely, for sure it's an Issa deraisa. But half of the Rishonim say that if the Issa is only an Issa deraisa. So even if one holds that the Issa is only an Issa deraisa, but there's a pasuk by Bechor Kachim Galim, it says, Lesava beBechor Sharech, Balasogos Bechor Tzenecha. Gizav Avoida is also. Avoida is not identical with Me'ila. Where is the Lav Me'ila? That's a deep, dark secret. That's a four-way machlek zavishayim. Rashi Taisus, the Rambam and the Rabbi, where is there a law from the Elah? But the law for a Giza Baboida, that's a pasuk. L'savu b'mchoshen recha, l'savu b'mchoshen recha, to harness the shor kach mekalem to do avoida for you, even though it's not me, I'm not neither getting hano nor am I doing hoitso. I'm making the animal do avoida to do malocha. That's not lahano osi, and it's not hoitso mishus lushus, and it's still you get malchus. So the Gemara says that the lav of the pasuk says bechor. And the Gemara says that the lab of Gizav Avoida even applies to Korbanos after you pay to them, after it gets a mum kavua, and you pay the Yotze L'chulin, it's not Yotze L'chulin. When you pay the Kedushas Domim L'mizbeach, there's Kedushas Domim, there's Kedushas Aguf. So if you pay the Kedushas Domim L'mizbeach, so the Pidyon is Mavkir, the whole Kedusha. It's always Kedusha, it's Mamish Chulin Gemurim, B'chol Dover. But if you pay the Kedushas Aguf L'mizbeach, so Kedushas Aguf L'mizbeach is never Poka. It can never disappear. If you get some mum kavu, you pay it. So it's a pinyon hamatir. It's a heta that you allow to shecht in chutz lamigdosh. Atomi v'to yachtu v'yochlenu katzvi v'chayol. Atomi is allowed to eat it, but the pinyon of karbonis that have kedusha guf lamizbech is not mafkir the kedusha. So that's what the Gemara says. The pasuk, that's what the Gemara has on Nun Gimel and Beis. The Gemara here is alluding to it. Ben Chananel, I don't know, surprising. Rashi and Taisa, nobody tells you where it is. They should have told us. The Gemara is Nun Gimel Amud Beis. They think everybody knows. I didn't know. I had to look in the Rabbi Chananel. So the Gemara says, it says by Bor, V'amesia lo mishamesha lo. But if a sharp psula hamigdoshim, we dash in every word in the pasuk. Tizbach ve'echalta bosa. Tizbach v'la giza. You're not allowed to do giziza. The lab of the sagas b'chor sherecha applies to the shubsul and mekadoshim even at the pidyon. Tizbach ve'chalta v'lo l'klovecha v'lo l'akum. V'chalta means the only heta to eat it is if you're Jewish and you need a heta achila, you need shchita. But l'klovim, the klovim can eat nevelas and the nochim can eat nevelas. So the din is ein poitim as hakotchim l'achila l'klovim or l'achila l'akum. Well, we treat the Akum as if they're Klovim. No, we're not treating Akum like Klovim. We're not comparing Akum to Klovim. We're comparing them in one sense, that neither needs a Heta Shechita. Heta Shechita is only by Jewish people. By Behemoth, you don't need a Heta Shechita. And by Nochem, you don't need a Heta Shechita. So the din is that the Shechita is the Matir over here. Tizbach ve'achalta basa, the Shechita is the Matir. And by Klovim and Akum, since they never need Shechita to be Matir, so even if you did Shechita, it's not matter to them. Even if did a shechita, it's not matter. And possible cholov, the so sharp son of Megdoshim, after pinyon, it's not a pinyon that's mafkir the kedusha. It still has oisa tmura. It still has kedusha's carbon on it. It's a pinyon hamatir certain isurim. So possible cholov, you only the shechita is only chal to be matter the basur. Cholov you never need shechita, so the cholov is awesome. So if a sharp psula hamikdashim falls into a bar and it drops dead, there's no shechita there. Nafal shamash hachamar umeis. That's how the Chumash says. Nafal shamash hachamar umeis. So if it dies, so the pasuk says, "Balabai yishalom kesef shbalav amesi alo." How can it be amesi yishalo? It's also banoah because it's a carbon. It was a carbon, and it's a sharp psula hamikdashim. And even though you applied it, but you need the matter of shechita. It has to be tizbach ve'achal tabosar. If you don't have the matter of shechita, it's also. So if it fell into the bar, nafal sham ashor, psul nam ha'kadoshim, a mace, so it's also. It's also ba'anoah. So whenever the thing that fell in is isuri ha'noah, like a shor psul nam ha'kadoshim, that it died, then the balabar doesn't pay. So that's a quirk of a din only by bar. The Gemara says it doesn't buy. There is no such din. The shor psul nam ha'kadoshim, if you mazik it, you're not chayv. Only by bor you put it. Maskar Avashi, listening, why wasn't that mentioned? We have that din on Nun Gimel on Beis. What is it on Nun Gimel on Beis? It's an Amoira or it's a Braisa? I don't remember. On Nun Gimel on Beis. Amoira, we shall be on top of that. It's in Gohan. Rava says the din, but the Gemara assumes everybody agrees. Everybody agrees with the Rabbah's din. Shor psilam gadashim shenofel lebor, and it drops there. It's a never had the shechita that's matir. So it's osabano. Karbonos are osabano, and even after you paid it, still osabano. You need the shechita to be matir. That's Rab Moshe, Rab Soloveitchik said his father had a chiddush. Maybe you need the shechitas kotchim to be matir. The Gemara has there's a difference between shechitas kotchim and shechitas chulin. The shechitas kotchim, the two mesichtes, there's zvachim and there's chulin. Shechitas chulin is one din, and shechitas zvachim is a different. Zvachim means shechita. So shechitas kotchim is misasik is puzzle by shechitas kotchim. You have to know that you're doing the shechita. You have to know that it's a korban. If the person throws the knife to hit a target, then it happens accidentally to shecht the korban. By kotchim, it'll be posel. And if he knows he's shechting, but he didn't realize that it's a korban, he's also misasik. So the korban will be posel. But by chulin, the paskan shechitas chulin ain't a tzvicha kavana. Shechitas chulin, that's what the Gemara has, a contrast between Gemara chulin, a contrast between shechitas kotchim and shechitas chulin. So that's why Moshe Soloveitchik thought that the din is Shechitas Kotchim is Sasek is a psul. So he thought even Shechitas Psule HaMekdoshim, the Shechita is the Matir. That's why it's not Matir Cholov. Shechita is only Matir Bosa. That's why it's not Matir La'akum or the Klovim. That's why it's not Matir Giza. It's not Matir Cholov. Shechita is not Chalanat. Shechita is only Chal to be Matir Bosa Ba'achilam. So he thought that you need the gather of Shechitas Kotchim, that Mesasik would be possible by Shechitas Sher Psula HaMekdoshim, a Chiddush. I think in the Shiurim that they printed from Rav Elbel Soloveitchik on Kotchim, he quotes this in the name of his brother, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. In the mimeographed Shiurim that they have, they quote this because he had some kind of a kasha against it. Yeah. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, Maske of the Rav Ashi, the Brice is listing off all the Chaymer Bezemi Bezeh, so why don't they say listening? Chaymer Bezemi Bebor, Shashor Chayba Bezor Psalm Magdoshim. If a Shor is Masik and other Shor Psalm Magdoshim, whoever was paid it, it was Yotzel Chum, whoever owns it, so he owns it, then you have to pay him. But if it fell into a Bor, then it's a quirk of a Ptur only by Bor. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, but Bishleim Rabbanan. If you say the brisa goes like Rabbanan, and we said there are two dinim that are missing in the brisa, the din of Tomon is Tomon Beish, and the din of Kelim Abor are both missing. Either the Shear, Hach, we should check it. We check the Shinui in this course. She really say Hach is a singular. She really say either the Shear Hani. Rashi writes either the Shear. The brisa left out both the din of Tomon and the din of Kelim." So that's a plural, that's not a singular. So probably, there's probably another girsa that should read either the Shir Hani left out Tomon and Kalem, Shir Nami Hach is a singular left out the din of Psula Magdosh. So you say, my Shir the High Shir left out three dinim, Tomon and Kalem and Psula Magdosh. Eliam Rabbi, my Shir the High Shir, so nothing was left out. Everything is spelled out in the Brisa. And for the Gemara, no, Shir Dosh bin Iroi. What is Dosh bin Nero? What does that mean? Rashi says, Shia Dosh bin Nero. Shim Dosh Ashor bin Nero. Somebody plowed his field. Then my crazy shore goes into his backyard. And the shore once undoes the whole near, the whole plowing. Shore keeps on jumping and jumping on the karka. Now the guy, the owner of the field, is going to have to do the near, the plowing all over again. So my shore made him a hesek. It's kavanos alahasek. It's a crazy shore. That's Karen. Kavanos alahasek. Shemdosh ashor b'nira. The shore is jumping on the field that was plowed. When it's kavan lekachl shore did a kavanos alahasek. Ashvarim alamadim adisha. They teach the shvarim how to do disha, not on the karka. They teach the shvarim how to do disha on a threshing board to detach the oichel from the psoilus. That's what disha is all about. To detach it, and then it's gonna, and then you're gonna have to separate it later. You're gonna do borer. So the shvarim are taught to do disha, but the shvarim are taught to do disha on food. The detached oichel from the psal. Here, the crazy shor does the disha on the near. So this is a told that the keren hish kavanos alahazik chayav shalom the main near she kilkom. Masheni kemibor de shach masheni kemibor. What masheni kemibor? The Rashi says the lo shach be has a karg. So that's what Tosis says. What it means lo shach be. So why is that a chumrah? Just non-existent. So Tosis says no, it doesn't mean that. What it means is it's such an unusual thing. It's mishunin. So if a bor makes a hezek, that's mishunin. So then is that the bor is potter. That's really what we said before. The eish is chayiv even on dover ena roi lo. Hashem came the bor. The bor is not chayiv on dover sheni roi lo. What's dover sheni roi lo? So Tosis said, mishorach hamor falls in and the pachas miyud and it dies. And we give us lahamis pachas miyud. That was the last three lines. And the Tosis licher chaniro. So Tosis said that. So it comes out that that's what the Brisa did say. So going to Tosis, what does the Gemara say? They left out the din of psul hamikdash and my shir the high shir. Yeah, leave it Rabbi Yudah. My shir the high shir. The Gemara shir dosh b'niro. So why shir dosh b'niro? It's not shir dosh b'niro. Dosh b'niro is the same as lichachaniro b'sich sechavonov. That by eish yichayv and by bor yipater. The dosh b'niro by keren yichayv. Keren is mishunin. So keren is chayv and by bor. It wouldn't be chayv. What shach dosh b'nira by bar means if the shor dies in less than asor tefachim. So it was mentioned. So shveri gemara. It was mentioned already. Then the gemara says, no, imishim dosh b'nira lav shir, why it's listed already. Hatanish ken dak le'el chas. That's the wrong one. You should have said, no, hakatani shahaish eish is chayv and dova harayla dova sheinu ve'el ama sheinu ken b'bar. What does it mean? Dovah shenu ayla b'bor. The shorach amor got killed in pachas me'asora. Doesn't the Gemara contradict Tosis? There's something fishy here. We should really check on the kisvayad. We should really check on the digduk esayfim. Maybe there's another girsa here. Here is the famous Tosis we already discussed. Ashor chay b'absula hamagdoshim. So Tosis quotes the Gemara saying Gemara that Rashi quotes from Nun Gimel Amud Beis. I didn't know Boris Potter, I'm still in Megadoshim, because it says, whenever the Mesa is also Bano, so the Bala Bor is not Chayv to pay. So they say, Estakashe, they have a din that a human body, a dead body, is also Bano, Mesa is also Bano. How do you know? The Gemara says, Yelani, Zereshav, Sham, Sham, Me Eglo, Arufo, says, Batoma, Shem, Miriam, Atikov, Sham. Miriam, Hanavia, died, and she was buried there in the Midbar. And it says by Egla Rufa Biorfu Sham as a Egla Banochal. So just like Egla Rufa is Zasmano, so too the body of Miriam is Zasmano. How do you know that Egla Rufa is Zasmano? So the Gemara says that's not really a pasuk, that's a svara, because it says Kaporik Sivva Kekotchen. The Kohanim should say Kapal Am Chesrael Shepadis Hashem. The whole Klalis one needs a Kapor because there was one murder. So one Jew was murdered by another Jew, we assume. Murdered by another Jew, so we all need a kapara for that. So since Egla Rufa is Asamana, kapara ksibaka kachim, and you learn the Gzereshava, Sham Sham Egla Rufa. So Tesis assumes that Dava Pashud, that the Gzereshava is a real bona fide Gzereshava deraisa, and a mace is Asamana is a din deraisa. Mishlam Melech was a Sfardi, and he writes, he's not so sure about these Ashkenazim, whether they know it. So who says that it's a real drashik murder, right? So maybe it's only an asmacht. And they're back in the Gemara, they all tell you. Shlama Ega and the other, they tell you, look in the Mishlam Melech. It's a famous Mishlam Melech. So first of all, he's not so convinced that a Mesa Sabano is a dinderais. Tosis assumes all over Shas. Yeah, they tell you on this side, look, and this Tosis, that Tosis. So Tosis assumes all over that a Mesa Sabano is a dinderais, but they have 2 days, whether or Hames. Is also b'ano min ha-Torah or min ha-Rabbanan. That's 2 days in Tosis. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, but he talks about cornea transplant. They take a heart transplant, that's a lung transplant. That you can only take when the guy is still alive. You wait till he really dies after the blood circulation ends. So the heart and the lung is worthless. It's not going to help. But cornea, so you're killing the guy. So it's only shaykh to make a heart transplant or a lung transplant. If you believe in brain death, and that's a major animamin. You have to make a major leap of faith to believe in that Baba Maisa with the brain death. The Pashtus says there ain't no such thing as brain death. So it was made up by the doctors. Pashto says it doesn't exist. So Rav Moshe has it truly. He discussed what about a cornea transplant. Cornea transplant, you can do even after the guy died. Everything is dead, and the cornea you can use. So the shaila is, Amesis also ba'ano. So can you take a cornea or not? So Rav Moshe assumes a cornea is or hames. There's a difference between bisar hames and or hames. It's a different consistency. I always thought that the or hames is just the top of the basar. So Rav Moshe knew better. Rav Moshe knew better. I remember once on a Shabbos we had boys over from the yeshiva. So one of the boys was a pre-med. So I asked him, what's the difference between or and basar? Isn't it just the top of the flesh? He said, no, it's a different consistency. They asked him, what's about cornea? Cornea is or. Cornea is or. It's not basar hames. That's Rav Moshe. Apparently he knew that. So Taisus has 2 days and two different besichtes, where the or hames is an isa deraisa and isa derabonon. They have chews about that also. Dying Grossness from London has a chew about that also. Where the or hames, I think he once gave me that truly. He wanted me to give it to Rav Soloveitchik to ask him what his opinion was. He wrote a whole pilpa about the Ora Meis is also Banom and Atorim and the Rabbanon about this cornea transplant. So Rav Moshe says in Hilchos Shabbos there are four different categories. There's a Bori with a Mechesh B'Alma, a healthy person has an ache and a pain, so he's not allowed to use any medication. Then you have a Choyla She'ein Bo Sakona. So in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is machloikas. The accepted opinion in the Mishnah Berurah is that a chayla shem b'sakana is allowed to use medication. Then you have, but he's not allowed to do any malachas. Only allowed to use medication. The gzera of refuah. Whatever is only a gzera doesn't apply. Then you have a chayla sheyesh b'sakana's aver. If there's concern of loss of a limb, then the Shulchan Aruch has different opinions. And then Mechaber writes Halacha Kedeya Hashlishis. We pass like the third opinion that was quoted in the Mechaber. That's Shitas Ramban in the Torah Sodom. So the Ramban in the Torah Sodom writes if he's a Sakonis Aver, then you're allowed to violate on Shabbos whatever is only Midirabbanon. Even if it's a Malacha Midirabbanon. Malacha Midirabbanon is more Chomer than Exera Midirabbanon. Then if you have a real suffix Sakonis Achayim, he may lose his life. Then if need be, he can even violate a Malacha Gemura Derais. Four different levels. So Moshe Feinstein has a chiddush. It's also a chiddush. So just like in Hilchos Shabbos, whenever there's sakonas aver, you're allowed to violate all the rabbanans, even if it's a malacha de rabbanan, so too by a mace, also by no, if the mace, Tosis assumes, not like Mishlam Melch, mace also by no is a din deraisa, so you would only be matir hanoah from a mace for pikuach nefesh purposes. But if there's a sakonas aver involved, his eyes don't work. He can't see. You're going to take a cornea transplant from a mace, he'll be able to see. So you're taking not sakonas aver. The aver doesn't work, and by being nenem in a mace, he'll be able to see. So just like whenever there's sakonas aver, you're allowed to violate any and every derabbanan on Shabbos. So by sakonas aver, you're allowed to get hanoah from the ora mace. If you hold ora mace, is only derabbanan. So Moshe says, look, there are those who hold the Meshal Melech holds that Meis Osmano, the whole thing is only Mderabon. So we're Machman like Taisvis, that Meis Osmano is a din deraisa, but Ora Meis is 2 days in Taisvis, and he said, must pick the Chumris. We have a right to assume Ora Meis only Osmano Mderabonon, so by Sakona Sever, that the fellow whose eyes don't see, and you're going to use a cornea transplant, that's like Sakona Sever, so that would be Mutter. That's Ramosh's Psak. He made a parallel, it's not necessarily Mukhruch, he made a parallel between getting Hanoah from the mace, when is it Mutaras, and what are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for? And Hilchos Shabbos, if it's Sakona Seva, we pass can Halacha Gedeya Shlishas like the Rabban, that all the Rabban is a Mutar, so by the mace also, when it's an issue of use of an Aver, then all the Rabban should be Mutar. Anyway, so Ora Mace is 2 days in Tosis and two different Mesichtas. But Ora Meis is the Reis of the Rabban. You look in the back. Shlomo Eger quotes it. I think the Maritz Chayes quotes it in the back also. Then Seir HaMeis, that's a big machloikis. Tosis assumes here Seir HaMeis is only also Bahano Seir HaMeis is Mutter. Mutter Bano. Only Bistar HaMeis and Or HaMeis. Seir HaMeis assumes is Mutter Bano. You look there in the Gemara, it's an Erchen Dab Zayn Kedi Aminon, as it says Beferish. You look there in the Cheshek Shleimer, Ab Shleimer LaVilna, he was the Magia on the Vilna Shas, he corrected the galleys when they were printing. So he quotes a Chuvas HaRashba on Erchen Dab Zayin, the last daf in the first paragraph in Erchen. The Rashba had two girsas in that Gemara, where the Seir HaMeis is also Banoa Muta Banoa. Only the Seir HaMeis, our Tosis had the girsa, the Seir HaMeis and Muta Banoa. And the Rashba had another girsa, maybe Seir HaMeis is also Banoa. That we discussed when they first started making Sheitlin. The women always used to cover, married women used to cover their hair with a hat or with a tichel. When they started making sheitlin, they originally used hair from human dead bodies from non-Jewish bodies. So that was one machlokes where they may say akam arasamana. This is claims that nochri akonel Israel is mutabano. Only may say Israel arasabano. The Rambam writes not so. May say akam arasabano. So that's a shaila. That's a shaila where they may say akam arasabano. And then the other shaila is, but the Seir HaMeis is also bano. So Taisu Shita is Muta bano. And the other Rishonim had to give us an atzom. Okay, we better run to Mincha.